Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
Listen, we're talking about our backs being blown out. I'm fielding work calls. I'm trying to be professional on this podcast. I'm going to let you know. Listen, around the 30-minute mark, Allie's going to say something, and you're going to think, that's not real. And then then we're going to talk a little bit about it. It's disgusting.
And then you're going to say, fuck, that's real.
Fuck, that's real. Anyways, y'all are gay. Thank you for everybody who signed up for our Patreon and all the shout outs y'all have been giving us. It's so cool. We always love hearing from y'all. So thank you again so much. Mm-hmm. And thanks for
being so gay.
Yeah. Anyways, gay wads, enjoy. Have a good day.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all, I hurt my back.
Bud, I thought you were looking so cozy sitting on the couch there. What happened?
Well, back at the gym, you know, doing some weights. And yesterday, I did some leg weights. And I usually never stretch. Never, ever. And like right now, I'm not real ready. You know, I'm not ready to post on the reel. The recording. But I have to sit like this.
Yeah.
Because it hurts so bad. And I have a bunch of Tiger Balm and Icy Hot, but I was stretching. I never stretch. And
that's how you hurt yourself, stretching?
And I heard a... And so, ooh, like, some kind of muscle around my hip just kind of popped off.
Man, you might want to get that looked at.
Well, I think just some more stretching, some right stretching and gentle massage.
You're supposed to do heat or ice?
I got the heat on it right now.
Oh, nice.
So, but I was like, I should go sit over here, and it's like, it hurts. So, yeah, man. Listeners, I'm cuddled up on the couch. The only thing I need is a cup of tea. Cup of tea. And oh, I'd like a cup of tea, isn't it?
I hurt my back. I tried to bend over. Can I have a little cup of tea?
A spot of cream, love. A spot of cream. Just a spot of cream. Oh, you hurt your widget. You widget your back. Mm-hmm. Oh, did you get a little widget in your back? Oh, come here, love.
What were you doing, wanking it?
Allie! The British don't do that.
They don't wank it. I think that's where we got the name.
We're like old from them. British people right now. We live in a mushroom.
I forgot we lived in a mushroom. Sorry. Sorry about that.
All right, love. Oh, you blew your left hip out, love.
Remember when we were young and we would have it blown out from war? I was going to say sex, and then I was like, you just told me not to be gross. And I immediately was gross. So I changed it real quick to war.
Yeah, I'd rather hear sex than about war. Okay. Remember when we got my back blown out by war? Oh, I love
man,
yeah.
War will do that.
Just blow your back out, man. And I'm not even talking about my ex. She's a warthog. I meant my ex-wife.
Wanda the Warthog. I remember her.
You know, man. She was big, had those huge teeth, too. She used to blow my back out, man. She would ride me like a stick pony.
Hey, I got one of those right here. Look at this.
Why do you have that? For the baby or what? No, for sketches. For characters?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that's I do nice. This character, Eva, and she's from Finland.
I remember.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a professional hobby horse rider, which is a real thing in Finland, which is wild and hilarious. Competitive hobby horsing.
That's, and for those of you who don't know, that's stick horse.
That is a stick horse.
How'd mm-hmm. you find that out?
I don't remember how I found it out.
Damn.
But I sure do. But I sure do love that video.
You know what we have to do, love?
What do we need to do?
Okay. I think we need to do our quick shout-outs. Our quick Patreon shout-outs. We have some new Patreons.
Do we call them our patrons or patrons or Patreons or do, what do we do?
We don't have anything like that yet.
Yeah, we got to come up with a name for our listeners.
Okay. Amethyst,
okay, but go ahead.
Thank you. Daria, Katie.
Oh my God. Thank
Sharty,
you.
Shariti, Breezy, Claire, Amber, Valerie, Kayla, Shmoo, Lou. Kieran, Liz, Kareem, oh Ashley, God. Ken.
Ken.
Jen. I love Jen.
That was a good freaking show, y'all.
I miss that show. Love on
Love
the grid.
Off the Grid. Yeah, how did it not come back? It's so good.
I mean, probably because there's not a lot of people out
there's
there.
There's not
doing
that many. Good point. Solid point.
I want to know how that cult is turning out.
I need a cult update.
I need it. We should probably Google that. A cult update. Yeah. Love cult off update. The grid. I'm going to do that right quick.
Okay. Yeah. You go ahead and do that.
Mm-mm-mm.
I think I got restless leg syndrome bad.
Do you have to go pee again?
No, it's not the peeing. I can't ever get like comfy. When I have to stay sitting for a long time, I gotta
get
go crisscross
out by the war.
I blow my own back out. I gotta get crisscross applesauce. Then I just put one leg up. Then I gotta put both legs down. Then more legs up. You know, I'm just a wiggle worm.
Okay, so Joe and Maisha got married.
Hell yeah! Congratulations, y'all.
Okay.
This is Joe and Maisha from. Hit series Love Off the Grid. They're starting a sex cult.
Okay, Maisha is 33.
Okay. Did they have any babies yet? They're planning on having lots.
Well, I'm looking for like social media stuff, and of course they don't have it.
Oh yeah, and. I just hope whoever they found to join them understands that they're not equal to Maisha. wasn't that the one issue with that one girl? Maisha was like,
I'm the queen.
I'm the queen. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I just talked to Mama.
Oh, how's she doing? Is she feeling better?
No, she'll probably be in the hospital at least through the weekend.
Oh, Allie, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But thank you for texting her. It made her feel a lot better. And she was like, oh, you're going to go talk to Ever now? Yeah, yeah. He texted me.
I did.
And I said, just, you know, he just knew I was in the hospital and was checking on me. I was like, of course, I act like, I'm like, that is so sweet. Oh, my goodness. And she said, yeah, so you know, you just tell him, I'm sorry, I haven't been doing any texting, but it made me feel special, and I love him. Tell him, I love him so much. I said, I'll tell him.
I love you too, Miss Deborah. Oh, my God. Hang on, I'm getting some text. Did I,
do that?
Okay, so, you know, I'm in that feature. I got that new
feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm getting costume fitted today. And at first it was 6 p.m. I was like, okay. And then it went from 2 to 2:30. I was like, okay. Then I got a call. It said 12. I said, okay. Then I got another call. Said, no, just kidding. 5:30. I said, okay. And now I just got another one. Can you do 4:30? I'm like, okay. I'll do it. I'll do it. Sure.
Hold on. So what was the role that they put you in all that goth makeup?
Oh, yeah. So I did a short film over the weekend. Oh, okay. And that was interesting. That was interesting. That was fun. But I couldn't look at myself because I haven't seen myself in makeup in a long time. And
I've never seen you like that.
At one point, I was getting really irritated throughout the shoot. And I was really hoping that makeup was covering it because I was like, it's time to rock and roll. I'm tired.
Yeah. I mean, but honestly, bud, when I first saw it, like my first thought was really just to be like, you okay, bud? Checking in.
I looked unwell. I felt unwell. And then I thought, this is what I would look like if I was a girl like that. An attractive man, like a warthog, like my ex-wife.
You'd be looking blowing just like some, Wanda.
Blowing out backs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this. So I did this show at this club on the Upper West Side the other night. And it was like for like a corporate like fundraiser thing. Mm-hmm. Like half
I
the
love
people
those.
So fun. Half the people like they hated me. And so by the end, I was just doing whatever. But this guy that was at the show came up and talked to me, and he definitely seemed queer to me. And we were chatting and was like telling me he wants to be a stand-up, and he comes to this club all the time. And he had this big notebook and was like, I take notes. And I was like, oh, that's great. And then he read my tarot. He said, that's okay. What. And so that was all fine and good. And then he followed me. And then I realized I got a message from him.
Okay.
Okay. Get ready. Here, let me pull it up.
Dear Allie, okay. I want to blow your back out like the war.
No, even weirder.
Okay.
Hey, would you like to see my overanalyzed notes of your opening set?
No.
Who asked that? He's never done comedy in his life, but who would say that to a stranger?
Overanalyzed?
Yeah.
Hey, would you like to be experienced?
No, I don't want to be experienced. I don't want to be overanalyzed. Erica thought I should write back and be like, why would you ever think it would be appropriate to ask me this? Like, fuck off.
I mean, it's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe. Just maybe. Oh, also, I'm trying not to drink coffee, so I'm yawning. I got to wait until my little mushroom powders come in. Maybe I'm trying to give him the benefit of doubt here. Maybe he just is excited about comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
That's.
I'm like, if somebody did that to me, I'd be like, no. I already get enough comments on the internet.
Yeah. But now I'm like almost curious to be like, what are these? What did you have to?
That's like, an interesting road to go down. Could be hurtful.
I know. I don't. First, I don't think he has the ability to hurt me. Boom. What? I'm being a meanie.
No, I think you're right. I mean, we get the power.
Yeah. I got the power. Yeah, so I haven't written back, but I don't have to write back at all. It's still in my request. But you know what? I didn't follow back.
You don't have to.
Eat that.
Eat that.
I meant to eat that.
Eat that. Dog, you know, I tried to have sex last night with this broke out back. It did.
Oh, oof. No.
It hurt.
Well, did you power through?
Yes.
Oh. Were you doing this the whole time?
It did hurt. I was like, don't show your age.
Yeah, so, man. My bladder's been bothering me bad. I was just looking at some financial assistance for aloe vera pills.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like I powered through sex. It was still enjoyable.
Well, I know. I meant like body-wise.
I mean, I had that short film and we were like sitting cross-legged. And at one point I had to like sit on my knees and heels, you know, like praying position. And it was intense. It was like hours of that. And like my whole body hurt the next day.
Damn.
You think, oh, it's not going to be too bad. And it was like on hardwood floors. I was pretty upset. I was like, damn, my back got blown out by the war. No, I feel like it's been kind of a boring week, to be honest. I think I kind of needed that. It was like, go, go, go. And then did that short film. Now it's my weekend. But short films are always fun, though. Filming in general is always fun. I just didn't like sitting on the ground like that. What about you? What'd you do?
I had some good meetings this week. I had a show. I just met with Erica. We've been working on our ninth draft. We realized today that we've been working on this movie for almost 2 years.
Wow, congrats.
I know. And we had a really great meeting with a production company this week. And yeah. But something that was kind of sad for me was my manager had to have the conversation with me about that we're going to get pushback about me playing the lead in my movie, which that's just freaking, you know, execs and Hollywood and all that
it'll have to be.
They want a big name to help bring in more. And like, I get that. And like, she just had to talk to me honestly about like, well, what will I want to do?
Expectations.
Is it like absolutely we won't sell this if I'm not in it, or like, and so right before that, like literally 5 minutes before she called to have that conversation with me, I just found out my mom was in an ambulance headed to the hospital. And so I was like, just don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. I didn't cry till I got off the phone, but I cried.
Yeah, I would have cried.
And I get it. I mean, I understand it. Like, it's just how it's all about money, and I get it. But it's just like, it's not like it's like
a
fiction.
It's also a
vessel story. Yeah.
It's, you know, to get out there. So if you're not playing the lead, then you should at least play the co-lead, co-star.
Well, that wouldn't be appropriate because the co-star is a POC.
Well, I didn't know that. Why are you talking to me like that? Well, that wouldn't be appropriate. Bitch, I don't know.
Well, now you know.
Now I know.
God, you're starting to act like Wanda.
Get off my freaking back, man. It hurts. Got blown out by the war, man. Stretching. I was doing those hurdle type stretches where you sit on the ground and really just get into it. I got into it.
I love stretching. I think it feels great.
Yeah.
I wish I did it more. Yoga. I ain't done nothing in a while because I can't down dog with a broken pinky toe.
You are still going on about this broken pinky toe. It's been two years.
I did my first down dog yesterday and it didn't hurt too bad. So I think it's going to.
I think my foot's healing up too. Really exciting podcast today.
What, your foot? What happened to your foot?
You didn't see my feet? I didn't show you? I fractured or sprained something in my foot. My right foot has just been swollen for like 2 months.
Oh, you did mention this.
I look unwell.
Back blown out. Foot
my back
busted.
Is blown out. My foot's all ratched up. I'm really sorry that your mom is having a hard time.
Yeah, me too. It'd be good.
Have you heard from Bubs?
Yeah. We talked a couple times today. My daddy went up there today. And mama called, daddy had gone up there and my mama called after my dad had called and given me the, I don't think she's going to make it. And I'm like, he says,
oh,
like she is going to make it. Like she's not on her deathbed. Like, and he, just because he's a criminal defense attorney and he's been around like murders and like all this horrible stuff, he just has no sensitivity towards it. And then he's like, I was up there with her for 3 hours today, holding her hand. And I was like, well, thank you, daddy. We really appreciate that you went up there and did that. I'm like, my poor stepmom had to drive him all the way there, drop him off, go do errands, Jesus, and come back and get him. Mama, and then as soon as I hang up with daddy, I get a call from mama, and I just say hello, and she goes, I'm going to kill you. And I said,
why?
What? What did I do? And she's like, yeah, I told y'all, not telling everybody I'm here. Your dad just came here and drove me crazy for 3 hours.
Damn, that sucks.
She's like, he's asking me questions like, do I think I need to go to hospice? I was like, I'm so sorry, mama. And she's like, he walked in with a orchid 2 foot tall, like a little tree. She said,
nobody can keep orchids alive.
She said he was just sitting beside her bed holding her hand, holding his orchid.
What?
And the late as mama's nurse came in and daddy said, who's this? And mama's like, this is my nurse. And the nurse was like, and who's this? And mama's like, this is my former husband. That's what she said.
My former husband. Damn.
And she said, damn, the nurse looked like, wow, okay.
Former husband.
You know? Hey.
Damn.
But I do appreciate him going up there. And I know even though she's bitching a little bit, she feels special.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And God bless my stepmom, man. What a trooper.
I mean, how far away a drive is that?
Oh, it took him at least an hour to get to that hot from like where we live out in the country. Like probably an hour and a half.
Damn.
Yeah. Where daddy lives. And then he said he stayed for 3 hours.
Wow.
And poor Patricia finally finished her errands. It's been 3 hours and calls. And dad's like, I'm going to need you to stay in the parking lot for a little bit. I'm not done. And mom's like, what? No, you need to go. Your wife is coming to pick you up. Say, I'm coming down. And daddy's like, I just hate to leave you in this condition.
What is is he gaslighting her?
Probably.
What the hell, man?
I know. I mean, his heart is in the right place.
Yeah.
But damn, Jerry. It's like when he calls
Jerry, come on, man.
When he'll ask me questions and be like, I just need you to know I'm a do resuscitate. Y'all do everything to save me. And I'm like,
okay.
Thanks. Thanks for calling to let me. And my funeral has been fully paid for. My children could not give me the kind of service I deserve. That's what he told me. And he's not wrong. We cannot afford some fancy ass service.
He prepaid his funeral, so it's locked in at a rate.
Yeah. I mean, he does represent the guys from the funeral home. He always gets everybody in the family great discounts on funerals. That's how I got that hearse for my birthday.
That's true. I mean, funerals are expensive.
Expensive,
man,
as shit.
Because you got to get the body. You got to do stuff to bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a casket. The land alone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I want to be cremated.
I want to be cremated. I want to be turned into a tree.
That is lovely. And I have never thought about that. And now I want to be turned into a tree. Let's be.
Yeah, they like plant your bones
side by side.
Yeah, they plant your bones in a tree or something like that. They take your bones and they just put it in a sack with the tree, and you like help grow a tree.
I thought you meant like you get cremated and you like are like, this is my fertilizer for this little tree.
It's something like that. They turn your body into like
a tree.
A tree or something like that, man.
Can you choose what kind of tree?
I'll have to look into that. But what if we, our souls,
yeah.
what if we don't know this until we die, are stuck in that tree forever? Mm-hmm. And we're like, I got stuck in this fucking scrub oak.
Hope it's in a I'm here in this nice fucking location.
Mesquite. Not bulldozed over, not by a freaking freeway. Mm-hmm. Hey, what do you think about people digging mummies up? I don't think that we need to do that. I don't.
Has there been some breaking mummy news lately, or?
Well, just people doing things with mummies and unearthing, you know, ancient cats, and I don't think we need to be doing that.
Like,
we don't
what
need
about
to be
dinosaurs?
Drilling into these people.
Could we? Should we? Get-
dinosaurs are fine, but you know, we're digging up people in temples and
oh, not in temples, you know, man! Don't fuck with somebody's temple.
You know what I mean? And like the pyramids, and drilling for like skin stuff and DNA, and it's like, who knows what you're unearthing? Let that sarcophagus be.
Oh,
let it be.
Good word. What's the definition of that sarcophagus?
It's, you know, it's like the tomb.
Oh, nice.
They put the bodies in. I just don't think we need to be doing all that. And who knows what other ancient diseases we're getting out of that.
I don't know. You think if they've been mummified for that long, they would, the diseases would stay on them?
Yes.
Mm.
Internally.
Well, if anybody would know,
I
it would be you.
Also, I'll
you didn't hear my. I was about to say you didn't hear my joke.
But two, if I'm dead, don't be drilling my body, putting it up in a museum. Uh-uh. That was a person.
Actually, my dad would love that. If someone,
him and his fucking bear claws and his turquoise.
Did I tell you the story about when we tried to go swimming with dolphins?
No.
Okay. Well, I got, because you just mentioned daddy's necklaces and it reminded me. So we were, after my senior year of high school, they did something called a senior cruise, and you go on, but you had to have like chaperones on there. So my parents came as chaperones. They're the world's worst chaperones ever. You can do whatever you want. My mom bought me Long Island iced teas the whole time.
What?
It's nuts.
That's irresponsible.
It's not good. But
that's awful. I'm so sorry.
I just turned 18. But yeah, so one of the excursions when we're at an island or whatever was to swim with dolphins. And so me, mama, and daddy all signed up. Daddy shows up in his swim trunks and three gold necklaces.
Fucking Jerry.
The
man.
J, just a regular gold chain, the J, and is it the O and the ruby something? I don't know. But Dad goes to get in the water and they're like, sir, you cannot get in the water. The dolphins will try to bite at something shiny. You need to go put your necklaces over on the side. And Dad said, I ain't taking off my necklaces. And they said, sir, you can't get in the water with the dolphins if you won't take off your necklace. He said, well, then I'll be sitting right over there. he refused to take off his necklaces.
I mean, I'm kind of on Team Jerry on that one.
Yeah.
I think somebody could steal my necklaces.
He was worried somebody's going to steal his necklaces. Dad did all the.
And we don't need to be riding dolphins either.
Well, we didn't ride it, so don't be so judgmental.
We don't need to be petting on them.
I know.
We don't need to be riding them.
Once again, please don't come after me, y'all. I was 18 on a carnival cruise,
drinking Long Islands,
swimming with dolphins with my parents. Oh, this is really bad that I did on that
trip. What'd you do?
My parents don't know this, but they don't know how to listen to this either. I had sex with somebody right next to them.
Allie? Allie? I don't know how to. It's 34 minutes into this podcast.
Well, you know, those cruise ship rims are really small, so like mom and dad have.
I have never been into a cruise ship room.
They're very
small. In the actual room.
Yes. We'd all been drinking all day. Mom and dad were passed out, man. And what was that guy's name? TL. That was his name. And we were on the cruise and we'd been...
You fucked a guy named TL in a Carnival cruise cabin
next
year. Y'all weren't sharing the same bed.
No, I had like a little cot, but it was like literally touching their mattress.
There's no way they didn't know.
They drank a lot and they take a lot of nighttime pills. At
TL was okay with this?
We drank all the Long Islands.
Oh my God. Didn't TL have his own room?
Yeah. No, he was staying with like four other guys or something.
And it was like the four of other guys couldn't just leave the room for a few hours. Instead, y'all had to go have sex next to your parents.
Yeah, I mean, it's like 4 a.m. or something.
You're acting like this is normal.
I know it's not normal.
I mean, yeah, it's like 4 a.m. or whatever, but it's just what you do.
If it's 4 a.m, just fuck beside your parents.
Damn, Allie. Wow, we talk about the Rodneys. I think you're a Rodney, man. That's Rodney behavior.
That is Rodney behavior.
Allie. Ew.
I know.
Penetrative sex?
Yes.
Ew.
I did remember at one point, you know how my dad's always like, so we hear that and TL rolls off me and just starts going, acting like he's asleep. Daddy gets up, pees real loud, does not have any idea we're there at all. Like, and then just goes back to sleep. That's what happens at the carnival.
Ew. Ew. Allie,
Okay. So
how did he leave the... No, we're not going to brush this off. Absolutely not. You fucked a man in a carnival cruise cabin next to your parents.
Yeah, and I also got in trouble that trip because I made a phone call that would cost $500. My ex-boyfriend.
Why did you call him?
I don't know. I was drinking Long Island.
And he said, I need to make a $500 phone call.
I didn't know it was going to cost that much. I didn't know it cost so much to call from C.
I got to make a C call. Did you tell him about TL?
No, I've never told him. I should tell Mama now. But I know she'd be like, that is disgusting.
It is disgusting. You don't need to tell your mama that. She's in the hospital.
Yeah, maybe not today.
Ew, Allie. How did it end? Do you remember? He just left?
I think he stayed and slept for a while.
Now, did you ever see him again on the carnival cruise?
I'm sure we did. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Did you sleep together again?
I don't remember.
Okay, and how did you meet him? How were you just not remembering to tell me something?
I went to Northern High School in North Durham, closer to like out where the country is, and he went like East Durham to a school called Riverside. And we were in the same grade. So it was like Northern High School and Riverside did this senior cruise.
Ew. It was a senior cruise?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And you know what?
So that whole ship was fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The boat wasn't rocking.
I've never heard of a senior cruise before.
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually a thing.
But these two high schools for years.
Yeah, I did.
Have been doing.
Kind of sad. I don't know if they've been doing it for years. Kind of sad, like, my friends, like, originally, like, didn't invite me. And I don't know if they were, like, a lot of times I would get left out of stuff because it would be discussed while, like, I was at learning disability school. And then.
Joke's on them because you were fucking next to your parents. And they were.
And I know a few that were reading the Bible.
Damn, Allie.
Yeah.
That sucks, though.
Oh, yeah. But then when I found out, like, there was no spots left in any rooms. And my parents saw how sad I was, and they were like, well, we'll go, and we'll get a room, which was really sweet.
And that's how you treated them.
And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Had your back blown out on a carnival cruise. Did you tell any of your friends? Have you just been carrying this naughty secret?
I'm sure I told my friends I slept with TL. I don't think I've told anybody until this moment that I did it beside my parents.
That the smell in that cabin must have been atrocious. You've all been drinking Long Island. You've all been sweating. Your dad is just taking a piss with the door open. I doubt he flushed. He's also very drunk. Just sex.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure sex with a man smells awful. Sure, it makes you want to gag.
Balls are stinky.
And that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody in the morning was like, oh, it smells like sex in here.
No. Nope. Mom's probably chain smoking in there, even though she wasn't supposed to.
Damn, Allie, that's a story.
It's been quite a life.
That's a story.
And I'm not saying I'm proud of it, folks. I'm just saying it happened.
I mean, it kind of sounds like you're... I got to plug in my
mic. I ain't proud of that. It's
kind of sounds like you are a little proud of it.
I don't think I'm proud of it. I'm turning red. I felt a little embarrassed now that I said it, but that's all right.
I mean,
I was 18. No. Come on.
You're 18 and horny, you know?
I was 18 horny on the carnival cruise.
What are you supposed to do? Just be a virgin?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't help it. My low-rise jeans from PacSun were, like, killing.
Oh, yeah. The shorts I was in... It was set in the year 2010, and at first they were like, do you have any low-rise or any of these? I don't know if I showed you this stuff. And I was, like, texting the costume designer. I was like, no, like, I'm a butch person. I don't have any of this. I don't have anything that resembles that. And they're like, well, we only have $200 for a budget, and I can't spend it all on you. And I was like, nobody's telling you to do that.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have low-rise jeans.
Damn. Allie, I wish I had sex stories as wild as yours. Not next to my parents, but. I didn't really go through that.
No. We've done our sex stories on here. And if you haven't heard them, they're in like the first two or three episodes. But I forget, how old were you? Your first?
22.
That's right.
22, 23.
Yeah.
A girl named Whitney. We just fooled around, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a question.
Go ahead.
Like, fooling around, like, what would we consider, like, oh, y'all had sex when it comes to people that both have vaginas? Would it be?
I think it kind of depends.
It depends on the person, right?
And I think it depends on the environment and the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. That's a hard question. We were just dry humping and making out.
Okay. Yeah. That's not.
Touching breasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just.
You know, we're just touching breasts.
Yeah, just touching breast as you do.
Yeah, we've just been touching.
Just
breasts.
Like, did you just like both just kind of like wiggling them on each other?
No, Allie, we're not perverts.
Sorry, please, I didn't mean to offend Whitney.
We only saw, she lived in Skokie, and we only saw each other like once or twice.
Oh yeah, that's right, dry humping in Skokie. That's right,
dry humping in Skokie, man. I forget about that.
Sometimes you just got to do it.
You got to get it out somewhere. You know, it was safe.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anybody else. You know, you just dry hump every now and then, man.
I get it.
Dude.
I remember dry humping till I came one time in my barn.
Allie, we're done with all of this. Right. We got to take a break. We got to take a break because you're hitting me with 3-4 things at once. And like, we didn't really get into having sex next to your parents. We kind of just hit the tip of the iceberg on that. Like, how many days at sea were y'all?
I'll have to pull out at one point, not right now, but I have a scrapbook from it. But I think we were like 5 days or something.
Bye.
Hey y'all, Allie here. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Sorry that it got cut off a little abruptly, so I just wanted to hop on and say a more personal goodbye. I just pulled out my scrapbook from the senior cruise. It does have pictures of the guy that I had sex with next to my parents. So I'm going to be taking a video this week and putting it up on our Patreon so that you guys can see some of the stuff from the scrapbook because it's so funny, but something that I probably wouldn't want to put out publicly. So you can join the Patreon if you would like to see that. Thank you to all the members that have already joined. You're really, really helping us out to be able to grow the podcast. And thanks so much for rating and reviewing. Every single one helps. It helps for people to find us. And we love you guys. And y'all are so gay. Praise Clay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about. So let us ask you now. Y'all gay.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled BABBEL.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.